And Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program on the great, the wonderful, the stupendous Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, indeed. And we're coming to you not from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA, at our two headquarters for our police and military associations, but we're coming to you from the flatlands of Indiana, the wonderful area of Evansville, Indiana. Not Tornado Alley, actually. Our area, as I understand it, is not really in Tornado Alley, but certainly tornado fame of the last few weeks here. Or let's see, we've only been here about 5 days, I guess, now here. In the night we came in here to this area of Wadesville, just outside of Evansville, as you know, the tornado hit. And it's really, really a bad thing. Today was the burial of a little boy, a little four-year-old boy, that was staying with his daddy in the trailer park. And the trailer collapsed and killed the little boy. And his funeral was today. That's the first funeral for those that died in the tornado event here a few days ago. And so, sad time, but I do have a relative of Angie's, my bride's, one of her relatives, actually her brother was over there today helping cut logs and move things for the people that had lost so much over there. And many, many good citizens are helping out, which is the way we do it here in the USA. The people get involved in helping people, and that's what's happening down here. Well, it's just good to be with you tonight, folks, but I'm sad to report something to you very, very tragic. Very tragic. We've had another serious event happen, this time down in Orlando, Florida. I'm looking at a picture here that was emailed to me of, I guess it looks like a death. Looks like a death here. The first case of bird flu reported in Orlando, Florida, and I'll tell you about that when we get back. But sit down and be prepared, because you're going to be shocked when I bring this report to you. We'll be right back in just a couple minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, folks, yes, you know, George W. Bush has been promoting bird flu. He's got to get some terror going. He's got to get some chaos going in the streets because he's got to install martial law in this nation. He's got to do it. He feels, according to his overlords that give him orders, that he has to do it very soon. And, of course, it's in God's hands if he accomplishes this. But one of the new creations they've come up with is this bird flu to cause chaos and terror in the minds of the people of the world. And Bush has been using it very lavishly on the American people, and so has the controlled media, pushing this bird flu fear factor. And I guess we now have our first case in Orlando, Florida. I'm looking at a photograph here of all places right outside the Magic Castle. How many of you know what I'm talking about? The Magic Castle in Orlando, Florida is Disneyland, is it not? Well, I hope you're sitting down, because laying in the gutter, in the streets, and I have the photograph before me here that somebody emailed to me, and people standing all around, gawking, looking, is of all our wonderful friends, I should say, one of our most wonderful friends for all time is Donald Duck. Yes, he's laying in the gutter, his feet up in the air, and it looks very, very bad. I don't know how sick he is, or even if he's expired, but there There he is laying in the gutter. First case of bird flu reported in Orlando, Florida. I'll bet Bush is very excited. Yes, okay. Let's go from that now to another very important issue that all of you, I hope, are aware of today, and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because today is happy birthday for the U.S. Marines, the U.S. Marine Corps, 230th birthday. Okay, I hope all of you are clapping and saying amen and hallelujah, because what would we do all these years without the U.S. Marines? Okay, so happy birthday, jarheads out there. You know, it is a great day, 230th year birthday of the U.S. Marine. And one of my favorite people I'm thinking of right now, whose uncle, I guess, was General Smedley Butler, who was one of the greatest Marines that I've ever read about. He was before my time. But he said that war is a racket, and wrote and spoke about war being an absolute criminal racket. And so we love and think about today on the 230th birthday, not only all the wonderful Marine heroes out there that served this country for 230 years, but we think about General Smedley Butler, who told the truth about wars. And so tomorrow, by the way, is Veterans Day. And we're going to do a program on veterans and for veterans tomorrow. And so I hope the veterans will call in, okay? And if any Marines want to call in tonight, we'd love to hear from you. And I just want to say from the bottom of this old cop and former soldier from the Vietnam era, happy birthday. And from all of those soldiers and cops there at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order, I know I'm not there at the headquarters, but I know that they wish you the greatest 230th birthday you could possibly have. I hope somebody took you Marines out and bought you lunch or dinner or something like that, did something special for you. We do love you, okay? All right, yes, tomorrow is Veterans Day, and we have a special program for Veterans Day. I want to talk about... Hold it. I think this be a good time to go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff called in early. Haven't heard from him for a while. I hope, Brother Jeff, you're doing okay. Come on to the program here.
Oh, no, Jack. I'm doing just fine. In fact, I'd like to thank your program because last week you had a replacement host, Sam on your program.
Yeah, Sam and Trish, uh-huh.
Yes. Guess what? I was a guest on their program last Saturday.
Wonderful.
That's when I did the show, and I talked about communism extensively. You can in fact download the show at the at theinformationcorner.com, and it's off of.
Let me have that information.
Corner.com.
Okay, I'd love to have that. Yes,
and
it's on communism, and
yes.
It's at informationcorner.com.
Yeah, and
okay.
and it's a 2-hour show, and if you want to get to it really quick, you go to the DixieBeacon.com, or just do a Google search on Dixie Beacon.
Beacon.
Yes.
Okay.
And then you'll see on the broadcast section of the show, the archives.
Yes.
It talks about me being an ordinary caller, exposing the 45 points of the 45 points of communism and the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, and it says in the end, this guy has really done his homework.
Fantastic, buddy.
And,
yeah.
And I just want to thank your program for making it all happen.
Wow. Well, thank you very much, Jeff. Listen. I just, as you know, we just want to praise those that are out there actively taking on these New World Order guys, and you're one of those guys, Jeff, and we just want to praise you for your active participation in trying to turn our nation around, and so thank you, brother, for doing that. We'll definitely look this up on the DixieBeacon.com, is that it?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, the Dixie Beacon, but my point is, with the... with our poor Marines in Iraq and Iran and everything like that,
yes.
People don't even realize what's happening.
That's
people
true.
People don't even realize the fact that the Middle East used to be one big whole section, and all these people from Saudi Arabia to Afghanistan, these people are like a big family. And they hate the West, they hate our Christian Republic, and by us being in there, we're just stirring them up to come after us some more. What we should do is close our borders, get sanity back into this country, and there is a true enemy within, is the neocons, like
yeah.
Bush and people like that, Clinton, and the solutions are very simple, but people have to have the will to apply the solutions. And the thing I emphasized on the program that I did for 2 hours is there's tons of information out there. You have information.
Sure.
I listen to Drew, God bless him. He has information. I have information. There's tons of good websites that have information. But the problem is people don't have a hunger. That is what the main problem is. I've been saying it since day one. If people just want a hack job, a pizza, a beer, and get everything that's mine, and to close the program, Louis XIV said this. I think it was Louis XIV. He said, when I'm in office, everything will go well. But when I die or when I leave, then the deluge will come. And that's the way these politicians think, and history is repeating itself, and that's the point of the program,
yeah.
That you can use history as a blueprint to predict the future, and the future is looking pretty dark right now.
Well, listen, Jeff, let me ask you a question, brother, because you've been doing your research and studying.
Yes.
If you put the right parts together to build a car, is it possible, if you have all the right parts to build a car, like 45 parts, for example,
yes,
and you put them together, is it possible that you would have a moose?
No, because...
Okay, all right, so my second question is to you, Jeff, if you take the 45 planks of the communist plan for turning a nation into a communist nation, and you install them, is there anything you can have different than a communist nation?
Oh no, of course not, and I'll tell you why, because of the fact that things happen because of conspiracy. There is two ways to look at history. That's the accidental plan and the conspiratorial plan.
That's
the
right.
Definition of a conspiracy is two or more people getting together to commit criminal action. That is the dictionary definition of a conspiracy, and we got tons of criminals in our government.
We sure do, brother. Well, then, if the answers to my question was yes, that if you put together these 45 planks that you were talking about in one nation, do we or do we not now have a communist nation here in the United States without the people knowing about it?
Well. I say we do and we don't. I'll tell you what. These people are waiting for the other shoe to drop because people right now have a full stomach. They're able to move about. They're able to go to wherever they want to go to. I said a three-rule plan on the program. It's a very simple three-rule plan that will officially say to this nation that we are doomed and finished. That is when you have a monolithic law banning free speech,
right.
Monolithically on a federal scale, not just a state or a case trial. Number two, a monolithic law that will restrict handgun use to all civilians except for police. And in conjunction with point number two, number three, you have UN troops, foreigners.
Okay.
I hear the music.
Okay, listen, hang on, Jeff, just a minute. We'll be right back with you folks. And we have another dear brother on the line waiting to come on with us. But I want to hear the third thing that Jeff's going to tell us about our nation today. We'll be right back, folks.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're thrilled to have on with us Jeff from the communist state of Massachusetts, and that's what a police officer friend of mine up there, Jeff, calls it, because he was a police officer up there his whole career, and he says, boy, that Massachusetts is one of the states that has really gone into total control. But anyway, Jeff was just giving us three very important points. When I asked him, if you put together 45 parts to a car, could you have a moose? No, you'd have a car, he said. We would have a car. And so he was talking about 45 planks of a communist system installed in a nation. A free nation would turn it into a communist nation. But he's given us three rules here of what he feels is important to show that you have that communist nation, isn't it, Jeff? Am I correct?
Oh, yes. I like to call it the final wrap-up. And I believe that they're going to wait until the baby boomers die off because they don't want the sleeping giant to wake up. And I pointed that out on the show also.
Uh-huh.
But here, because guess what? The youth have been so dumbed down and so doped up.
Yeah.
And so indoctrinated
sad.
By this communism that forget it. So anyways, here is the third latch point, which is you get number one, which is the confiscation of free speech, the
right.
banning of free speech, firearms, and when you have UN foreign troops going house to house, door to door, you know, looking for contraband and everything like that. And then the president officially says, we are now under martial law. all radio programs that are seditious will be banned.
Yeah.
And this is all fact. It is all in the executive orders that have been signed over the various decades of this country, which I read those executive orders. Everything I said on the program cannot be refuted, and I put a lot of disclaimers out there because guess what? If we're not telling the truth, we could open ourselves up to be sued or discredited.
True, very true. Well, listen, brother, thank you so much, and I will look forward to going to the website and listening to your program here as soon as I can, and I hope everybody else does the same thing. So, Jeff, thank you, brother, for being an activist, being out there working to turn this nation back to God and our constitutional republic.
Dixie Beacon, and have a very excellent night. Bye.
Okay, thanks a lot. DixieBeacon.com. Now, we're going to go to Sam. Sam in Missouri, and he's got something he needs to say to us. Sam in Missouri, first of all, I want to thank you and Trish for doing my program, and I heard it was an excellent program, and you did a lot of good, brother, and of course, that's not unusual. You and Trish do a lot of good every day down in your part of the country, so come on here and tell us what you need to tell us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I was glad to do a show on that. You know, you just get out here and you try to do the best thing you can, you know, what is right for the country, and that's what it's all about. I just want to make sure that we got the web addresses right so everybody's not surfing off into $10.52. But
gotcha. Yeah.
That is one way to get in. A shorter way, there's two ways that broadcast can be heard. And by the way, that was an excellent broadcast. A lot of people don't know that Jeff is a gold mine of information out there. He's a researcher in his own right. And
he sure is. Yeah.
And we can smell a good researcher when we hear one. And Trish and I, we just said, you know, this guy needs to be on some radio show somewhere. And so we got a hold of him, and the rest is history. You can go two places. One is www.dixiebroadcasting.com.
Oh, Dixie Broadcasting. Okay.
Yeah. That'll get you right in. Now, that's only on Saturdays, and the times that will be aired is depending upon what time zone you're in. So I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there as Central, and then you do the math from there.
Okay.
The broadcasts are run from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. on Saturday mornings.
All right.
And then again from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. And, of course, do the math for your own time zone.
All right. Yeah.
And that's one way you can hear it. Now, if you miss it over there, our website, theinformationcorner.com, make sure you put the in there. Okay.
I had informationcorner.com, but it's the.
Yeah, put T-H-E and then informationcorner.com.
www.theinformationcorner.com.
Right,
and then go into the corner would be one word, right?
Right.
Okay.
Theinformationcorner.com is all one string.
Good. Okay.
Okay. And once you're in there, just click on broadcasts and then go down and you'll see the link along with the references to the interview. And there's three ways you can pull it. You can either stream it or download it to your hard drive, and it's split up into two separate hours. And,
well, thank you, Sam, and Trish, thank you very much. And also I want to tell you that I know you'd agree, Sam, that it is difficult for us to look at what the communists put together as their rules for taking over a free nation.
Well, and, that's right.
And it's difficult for us to look at that list of 45, and according to our brilliant police and soldiers, through our two police and military associations, and we're all not brilliant, by the way, but they say that about 40 of those they know for sure have already been installed in the United States of America, or huge portions of those have been installed. So we're almost down the line there, aren't we, towards a communist nation, aren't we, Sam?
We're getting darn close, and
yeah.
Folks need to wake up and understand that, and sometimes it's just good to go back to basics. If we could just undo all of this, Jack, we'd be a long way
ahead. Amen, brother. Well, listen, give Trish a hug for us, and we love you guys, and thanks for all you do for our nation. Okay?
You bet. Blessings to you.
Okay, God bless. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
there is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And this is very interesting and very tragic. But if you would go, you can even get a hold of us at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And we have a publication that lists one of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletters on constitutional issue, actually lists all the 45 rules or planks that have to be installed in a free nation in order to communize that nation, to turn it into a communist nation. And you, just average Joe out there, like this old cop, can read down there and you'll just be amazed at how many of those planks of the communists have been installed in our American system, and most of them without the public even knowing about it. I mean, as many as 40 or more have been installed or are almost completely installed in our system that turns us into a communist nation without us even knowing about it. So we thank Jeff for calling in, and Sam, and want to thank them for all they're doing for their country. And remember that website, folks, www.theinformationcorner.com or www.dixiebroadcasting.com. And then, as Jeff said, www.dixiebeacon.com. Okay, that's three of them for you there. I haven't been to any of those, and I'm looking forward to looking those up. Now, let's take another caller, and then let's ask the callers to hold off, please, hold off for a few minutes and let me get through some of the material here I had for you tonight, which we will do after we talk to Lonnie in Canada. Lonnie, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Good evening, Officer McLam. Thank you for taking my call.
Please do so. Go right ahead.
I have a comment towards the your broadcast a couple days ago where you were suggesting and recommending the gray man technique to what's about to happen in the United,
yeah.
Gray man approach to what's about to happen in the
right.
States.
Yeah.
And obviously that's I think done with the best of intention and very logical advice, but I have to say that I personally disagree with it 100%, and my reasoning is I believe that we're about to see a global genocide very much starting in the United States to a degree never before witnessed by humanity, and I don't think that's a stretch at all, and I think the only chance that we have of survival is those of us who are awake, who recognize what's happening immediately, is to don our BDUs and head to the hills. So obviously that takes some preparation. And I think the best advice is to take whatever time and resources that you have available to you and learn outdoor survival skills as much as you possibly can. And then when you recognize this happening, to get out of Dodge and then and stabilize yourself, number one, then start grouping and organizing, because I believe trying to do it amongst the masses this time, although has worked for some people in our history, obviously, is not going to work this time. And my thinking is that because of this bird flu agenda that they've clearly have this momentum going, the first thing they're going to do is force you into inoculations. And that's going to massively deplete your immune system and more than likely microchip you. And once they take total control of your food supply and water supply, you're just going to get weaker and weaker, and your chances of standing up to this time amongst the population, I think, is next to zero. And
well, Lonnie, I'll tell you what, brother, you're talking just like we talk here at our two police and military associations. Nothing you have said is wrong, but it doesn't go against what I was talking about, and that is if you find yourself waking up and the U.N. troops are, you know, on the streets and you didn't get out, because that's what we've done and has encouraged people to do, to get out into the hinterlands, to get out into the rural areas and prepare for the worst. That's a whole different scenario, as you know, Lonnie,
yes.
than if you wake up one morning and you look out and Bush has declared martial law and you've got U.N. troops on the streets. That's where the gray man approach is very, very important, because we need you to survive, and to go grab your BDUs and grab your M16 at that time is going to be not too good for you.
Yes,
but we don't disagree, Lonnie. You're speaking good information here for the people, telling them to get prepared now, get out of the population centers, and to prepare for rough times in probably the very near future if we don't awaken enough Americans to get God to just give us some more time. You know, we're hoping, and we are seeing more people, Lonnie, awaken now every single day. Our email shows that, our phone calls show that, and of course at Republic Broadcasting Network, the same thing's happening there. The contact they're getting from people shows us that we're awakening a lot of people, but if we don't, and God just allows this to happen, then your solution is so important. Location, location, location is not just important in business, Lonnie, as you know, but also surviving the days ahead. Where are you going to be when this happens is so important.
I agree with everything you just said, and of course I agree with your gray man approach in the situation you suggested if you don't get out. 100% agree with that. But the thing is it's the approach to learning outdoor survival seems so foreign and so scary to people, I find, generally. And I grew up in a very remote northern region, and so it's not, although I don't have all the skills and knowledge I would like, it's not foreign to me. So I'm trying as much as possible to encourage everyone around me to learn these basic skills that we all once used to know, a long time ago. And
yeah.
Clearly,
my relative sure did.
Yeah, same here. I mean,
my relatives lived down on the prairie in South Dakota in a mud hut.
Yeah, I mean,
my grandma and granddad raised 7 kids in a mud hut out on the prairie of South Dakota, and they knew all these things, and we've certainly lost it, Lonnie, and I'm so happy to know, brother, you're there teaching people and helping people to get exposed to this once again, because I've been a city boy my whole life in the large cities, and I knew none of this, Lonnie, and now that I'm up there in the Great Rocky Mountains with a lot of wonderful people that know woodsman craft and all the things we're talking about, I'm learning as fast as I can. But it's not real easy, but we can all learn, and we need to try to get out and to do just that. Wouldn't you suggest that, Lonnie?
I absolutely do. And at first, it's not that easy, and it's never a cakewalk, but it's not that difficult either with the right knowledge, because there is a lot of, I think, a lot of disinformation on the skills that you need. I don't think it's intentional, but I think it's sometimes coming from inexperienced people. But there is some great information out there, and it's not that hard to acquire. It's just a matter of applying yourself and not being afraid. And one of the things I say to people, so how many people, I live in a major population center, which is, I know it's not smart. I do.
Really?
I do, and I do have a plan. I have maps, everything on how to get out of this city and tree line, everything.
Okay.
And I that's at least where I'm starting as a last resort. My next goal is to get out of here before this hits, obviously. But I carry stuff on me constantly. So if something happens and I have to deal with what I have on me, I have something to work with, and I'm trying to encourage people to do this and show them. How many of us live in major cities that are just dying to get out of the city sometimes to survive mentally, you know? And I'm like, this is, in a way, it's positive. I mean, we're going on a really big camping trip, you know?
Yes, that's right.
It's not
We've been that, on one 7 years up there now, this camping
right,
trip.
It's not that scary. The only problem, I'm in Canada, the only problem is how much we have been controlled through gun control, which I absolutely disagree with. And either nobody has guns or we all have guns. And,
right.
And I grew up with them when I was a child. I was firing rifles when I was 6, 7 years old and having them knock me on my butt. And
that's
now
good.
Now you say the word gun and people gasp. And it's like wake up, people. There's an agenda here behind this gun control. It's really simple. Really? When they declare martial law, they don't want you armed.
Yeah.
It's black and white. The truth is always
black and
white.
I've got to run, brother. But listen, I'm so happy you called, and I hope you'll call back again. We don't disagree with you at all.
Thank you.
What you're doing is so important, and I hope you'll continue to help people get informed about these very critical things they need for their own survival and their family survival. Okay?
Walk out the door right now, walk up to a local bookstore, buy 2 little SAS survival manuals, which is a really good book for the size of it, and give it to 2 young girls that work at a coffee shop that I know are awake and want to get out of the system. That's what I'm going to do as soon as I hang up.
Oh, good deal, brother.
Get out there, people. Hell, if you got an extra $10, buy a book like that, give it to somebody, talk to them. You'll help save their lives.
Thank you so much, Lonnie. Lord bless you, brother. You take care. All right. Bye-bye now. Okay, yes, activism. My goodness, I love it, folks. Activism, do something. Lonnie's going out right now and going to go help educate somebody. This is what is going on today that is working. As I told you yesterday, we have experiences all around us where people have gotten active and they have stopped some of this incredible, horrendous, What should we say, totalitarian methods and plans that are being implemented in this country just by people getting activated. And there's Lonnie up there in Canada doing what God would have him to do, and that's informing people and trying to get control of their country again from these international bandits like we have in Washington, D.C. today and all the state houses of the states. Every single governor, don't forget, is a globalist working to help set us under this international world government system, a totalitarian system of the super rich and the super poor. Let's get down to Mexico for a minute, folks. Some of the material I wanted to present to you. Americanizing Mexico. I want you to think about this. I think this is fantastic. It is put in a logical sequence here for you to think about what is happening in America by talking about what would happen to you if you went to Mexico. All right, here we go. Enter Mexico illegally, first of all. Very important that you enter Mexico illegally. Ignore immigration quotas, visas, international law, and all that nonsense. Once there, demand that the local government provide free medical care for you and your entire family. Then demand that the federal government provide retirement benefits for you and your elderly parents. Procreate abundantly. Just have baby after baby after baby. Demand that the Mexican school system provide schooling for all your children in English. Speak only English at home there in Mexico and in public, and insist that your children do the same thing while you're in Mexico. Demand classes on American culture in the Mexican school system. Demand bilingual nurses and doctors. Demand free bilingual local government forms, bulletins, etc. Deflect any criticism of this irresponsible behavior with the words, it's a cultural U.S. United States thing, and you wouldn't understand. Keep your American identity strong while in Mexico. Fly Old Glory on the rooftop, proudly display it in the front window and on your car bumper. Demand that local Mexican driver's licenses, demand a local Mexican driver's license, and then use your new Mexican driver's license to apply for other legal rights and to legitimize your illegal presence in Mexico. Demand that the Mexican driver's license be acceptable documentation for voters registration. Insist that local Mexican law enforcement teach English to all its officers. Insist that you should not have to pay taxes because you are not a Mexican citizen and are only there temporarily. Good luck. You'll be demanding for the rest of the time you're there or soon be dead. It will never happen. It'll never happen in Mexico or any other country throughout the world. The only place this happens, you got it, is in the land of the gullible, in the home of the naively stupid, the USA. I want to thank John Perna for sending that over to us. I think it's a great illustration, folks, of what we're allowing in this country. He could have gone over for about list after list, about 40 pages of things we're allowing to happen in this nation that is turning us into a nation that is no longer free. It's destroying the economic base of this country. It's bringing in diseases into this nation. And it's devastating our job situation and doing so many things. And this is coming from a man who has, let's see, I have one child that is American and Puerto Rican, one of my sons, and I have three Latino children or grandchildren, and I love the Mexican people. I truly do. I've spent much of my life with my children down in Mexico, enjoying the people there for 40 years, diving down through Mexico. I love the Mexican people, hardworking people, and I've been very happy to know many of the families down there. I served my whole career in South Phoenix, where probably 45% of the families at that time were Latino, and many of them illegal, by the way. And the rest, almost the rest of the percentage were black Americans. And I enjoyed my time there. 35 years I spent in South Phoenix as a police officer in the high crime area. And I'll tell you, I don't hate the Mexican people. I just think that we have laws in this nation, and we have to enforce those laws if we're going to be a free nation. And so you know how I feel about that. We've written a whole Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter on the takeover of the Southwest under the Aztlan Reconquista program by the revolutionary Marxist Mexicans coming across that border. And it's happening right before our eyes. The Southwest is going back under Mexico. In Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California, and parts of Nevada, almost all of Nevada, parts of Colorado and Utah, okay, are going back under the Mexican flag. And so I think we need to really, truly think about these things, and also as I say, once you think about it and you know you're right, then get active and do something about it. Call us, write to us better yet at Adabet Police Military Newsletter and ask for our publication on Aztlan Reconquista, the takeover of the Southwest back under Mexico, all right? And we have some of those publications left. Write to us at this address, folks, and make copies of that and hand it out to all your friends and relatives and associates, all right? I hear the music. We're going to take a little break, and I'll be back, and I'll give you our address in closing, okay? That's what you do. Hand out that police and military publication all about the Southwest going back under Mexico, and it will startle people and awaken them to the facts of how horrendous this situation actually is. We'll be right back to close out the Officer Jack McLam program.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Listen to what Cocoon GH has done for another satisfied user.
I've been meaning to let you good people know about my fantastic results after using the Cocoon GH for only a few weeks. Before I started using GH, I had severe pain in my right shoulder, to the point of not being able to take off my shirt. But within the first few days of using GH, I realized the pain was dramatically reduced. I could not believe it. I thought I was bluffing myself. Within another week, I had full use of my shoulder. The pain was nearly all gone. Also, my graying hair is about 75% less now, to my surprise. I have a lot better energy now. I feel like I can do a lot more. I have more will to go on and make life wonderful in my golden years. I started a physical fitness program because I feel so good. I have get up and go like when I was younger. I am really thankful for this product and will continue using it from now on.
Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We just have a few minutes left, and I want to say that we need knowledge. We need knowledge because truly, folks, we fear things in proportion to our ignorance of them. We truly do. Have you ever feared something that you don't know anything about? I have, and I still do. Things that I don't know anything about. Well, we have to seek knowledge, and the Bible tells us that we perish for lack of knowledge. And so we want to give your friends and relatives and those you care about and community, fellow Americans in the community, knowledge about this Aztlan Reconquista program that is being funded by the federal government. And it is taking one-third of the United States back under Mexico. And it is land that was lawfully bought from Mexico under the Guadalupe-Hidalgo Treaty, 1857, wasn't it, or something like that. It just slips my mind right this minute. It's that land that we, the nation, bought from Mexico. And now they're claiming that we stole it from them, and they're coming to get it. They're coming over the border, millions and millions and millions, tens of millions a year, to reoccupy those areas, and many of them are communist revolutionaries. I know, because I worked as a cop in South Phoenix, in the high crime area, the high Latino area of South Phoenix, my whole career. And I was injured arresting a drug smuggler out of Mexico, an illegal alien, and went to retirement as he went to prison. So don't tell me that a lot of them aren't revolutionaries. I arrested a lot of them, and they were military-trained revolutionaries that hate America, hate Americans. They're not these little gentle fruit pickers that were there just to take money back to their family. Some of them are. Some of them are wonderful people that just want a better life, but many of them are communist revolutionaries, okay? So call us, or better yet, like I say, write to us at this address and get the publication. I would ask you also to ask for our current one to the sheriffs that just came out this week, the beginning of this week. It was mailed out, our new Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues to the sheriffs. You have to get a copy of that and read it, and you'll be quite surprised and want be very excited to get it in the hands of your local sheriff and county commissioners, all right? They need to know about their powers and jurisdiction. So when the federals come in with their programs or with their unlawful tactics, immoral antics, and so forth, they can say no and lawfully say no to those things. So write to us, if you will, at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. You can do it easily by just putting on an envelope, capital A, the little and squiggly sign, capital A, and A, another capital A, and send it to HC11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Once again, HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. If you would, for each publication, if you'd stick $3 cash in there, and so if you'd like both of those publications, just put $6 cash in there. We won't steal it. You'll definitely get your publications. We receive cash in the mail all the time. Please don't write checks. And send that in to us as a donation, because it costs a lot to print these publications. I'm a volunteer there, have been for 24 years, but let me tell you, we need the bucks. And it helps pay the postage to get those out to you. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. We have a lot more good material we'll bring to you tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget, though, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Have a great evening.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.